The new Ofanda Spotlight today, representing the great school, is Superintendent Jeff Dix. Let's get right to business here, Mr. Dix, with talking a state FFA and a great showing for the Mustangs.
Absolutely. Mrs. Nealon has done an outstanding job in building our chapter with great numbers involved now. And so she had 15 kids attend state FFA convention, and the team of the category is marketing plan. Carla Peterson, Sydney Kay, and Maddie Morenz, they received first place and will represent Iowa at the National FFA Convention next October. So congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm.
Job interview, Caleb Smith got a silver. The FFA creed, Brittany Link, was asked to present the creed at the convention, and she received a silver. And then we had ag issues and farm business management. They also received silver and bronze, respectively. And then the Iowa degree recipients were Jason Hess, Molly Tiffany, Maddie Morenz, and Mallory Sievers, as well as Nate Jesse. So congratulations to all of them, and a big hats off to Mrs. Nealon for really a strong showing at state convention.
Well, it's a great way to shine on your students and teaching staff here with our school spotlight. We need to do some more of that right now with some band recognition.
Absolutely. They had 25 events at solo ensemble contest last Saturday in Algona, and of the 25 events, 20 of them received one superior ratings, and the other five were two excellent ratings. Emma Davis was chosen as an outstanding performer in her center. Basically, the way I understand it, a judge picks one person of the whole day, and she was the choice. So she'll be headed to Ames on May 13th and perform in an honors recital. So Congratulations to Emma.
Excellent. And I also want to give a shout out, if I may, to the coaching staff of all sports at New Ofanda. It's been a terrific year once again this calendar year. I know we still have spring and yet summer months coming up, but boy, oh boy, Jeff, it's something else this year.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it's a special year, and it is all about people and never about programs. It takes great people, dedicated people. So we just got word from last golf season, Nathan Barron has been chosen by the National Federation as the Golf Coach of the Year to represent Iowa. So big hats off to him. And obviously when you hear news like that, I kind of reflect back. We had Dick Jungers as the Iowa Girls Coaches Association Coach of the Year, winning a state title, obviously, and Brian Wilkin was the Regional Coach of the Year by the Football Coaches Association, again, with a state title. So congratulations to those three, but also a huge recognition to all of our coaching staff that put in countless hours and time. And I think it reflects back on our community, our parents that support all of that we ask of all these student-athletes. So a great recognition for New Ofanda and also our coaches.
Well said, and let's leave it at that, and we'll visit again one last time in a couple of weeks.
And except we forgot the most important event of the calendar year, which New Ofanda will be celebrating prom.
How could I forget?
So the theme is Illuminate the Night. The Grand March is at 7 o'clock in the competition gym. The doors open at 6:30. All come out and see the kids all dressed up to celebrate prom.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you, Chris.
Superintendent Jeff Dix, our guest with the Spotlight program today with New Ofanda, brought to you by First Community Banks and also DFS and Newell, right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.